Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings, greetings. Hello, everyone. This is Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort. Those of you that have been hanging with me for a while, you know that this is all about making sure that you get unstuck, that you can shift, strengthen those key interpersonal skills so you can get a seat at the table. So that's what The Tea, The Extra Effort is all about. It's a career advisory firm focused on helping people get what they see themselves in, those seats at the table that they see themselves filling. So we spend time on Transformational Tuesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here in the States, giving you some nuggets, some tidbits, some valuable information that you can carry with yourself, carry with you throughout your career, really strengthen yourself along the way. So what I want to talk about tonight is how to leverage fear. A lot of times in our career, we think of fear of failure, but in these really odd times that we're living in now, there's just general fear. Not necessarily fear of failure or fear of mistakes, but just fear of the unknown. You know, what do you do with that energy? Because it is natural to have, especially at this time and these uncertain circumstances, fear is a natural emotion. So by no way will you hear me talk about it tonight in a way that I'm going to dismiss it. Not at all. But what I want you to do, what my goal is at the end when I'm done tonight, is to give you a way to shift your thought process, your mindset around fear. You guys know my word for 2020 is shift. And so everything I talk about this year is around taking a different view, a different look, a different approach, shifting what we think about that particular concept. And today it's about fear. You're going to see me look at notes. Look, I'm going to show you. And that's front and back. So, you know, when I prepare for these Transformational Tuesdays, I prepare. And when it comes to fear, there's a lot to be said about it. You can see the print is small. There's single lines there because it's something that is a common thread that I'm finding from my audience, my clients, people that follow me, send me emails and DMs. It's a common thing, and it's very natural to have it. I know I had it throughout my career on a regular basis, but what I'm sharing with you tonight are the ways that I found to leverage it, to turn that emotion that can sometimes be quite negative into a power source for us, taking it, flipping it such that we can use it to our advantage. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. So I listed in the title here, I'm going to give you four ways to leverage that fear. One way we're going to talk about it is understanding the root of the fear. You know, where is it coming from? It doesn't just manifest itself out of the blue. It's rooted in something. So understanding what that root is, and I'll give you some examples I know I had and that I realize are consistent among many of us. But we want to first understand what the root of it is. And then secondly, we want to reframe it. Change the definition of fear. And I'm going to give you one to consider. Thirdly, change what you're telling yourself. Flip that script. You've heard me talk about negative self-talk on a regular basis. And I'm going to talk about tonight how fear manifests itself in negative self-talk that we tell ourselves and then take ourselves out of the game. So I want to talk about that tonight. And then the fourth one is how you can use it as a leverage. Water your growth rather than weigh your growth down. And that's going to be the fourth thing we talk about. So let's start first with understanding the root of the fear. I know for me, you know, if we don't even consider these uncertain times, even before what we're going through right now, I know early in my career, I had a level of fear. It was the unknown. It was one that was really rooted in self-confidence, the lack of believing that I was worth it, believing that what I brought to the table brought value. And if I made a mistake, then that even exacerbated it more for me. I turned that mistake into even a deeper level of lower self-worth. So early in my career, fear was rooted in low self-confidence. So I know for me personally, you know, that's what my level of fear was rooted in early in my career. I would offer to some of you to consider if that's where yours is coming from. Are you telling yourself that you are not worth it because you're not perfect? And frankly, I don't know anyone, any person walking the face of the earth that's perfect. Even those people that you see day to day when you were in the workplace or you're engaged with now in some fashion, be it virtual or whatever, that seem to have it going on, or as we like to look on Instagram or on Facebook and see all these postings where we think people have it going on, and that's just a post that's probably not real in itself, but we see that and we measure ourselves against it. And then we somehow discount our worth because we don't measure up to what we perceive to be and whatever device we're looking at to be perfection, to be something that we want to aspire to. That's imposter syndrome. You've heard me talk about that before. That enters itself and creates that fear. I can't be worthy of that seat at the table because I'm not like him, her, or that person. So I'd ask you to consider, what is the root of your fear? Has somebody told you potentially that you're not good enough? You've heard me share that people have told me you would never be a vice president. You will never be XYZ. Early in my career, I let that settle in. I let that be my truth. And that was a dangerous choice I made. And once I understood the root of what was holding me back, I made a different choice. I decided I was not going to define myself based on what other people thought. I decided I was not going to discount my worth because I didn't do that last assignment perfectly or because I didn't measure up 100% in this area. So that's the first one I want to share with you, understanding that root. And when you can understand it, you can claim it, you can take control of it, and you can shift it. Secondly, reframe the word fear. I constantly now refer to it as false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. You adopt that definition, I guarantee you, your whole approach to fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, or fear in itself will change. False evidence appearing real. That's all it is. It's not anything that truly has any kind of root of meaning that is true. It's a point in time of something that happened that gives, for whatever reason, based on the first thing I shared with you, number one, that gives you a false impression that is, that's your future definition. That is who you're going to be going forward. False. Totally false. So the second one in this is for you to reframe the definition of fear. Take the power away from it. Take the power away from that word. False evidence appearing real. Thirdly, flip the script of what you tell yourself. Links to number one and two. Okay, you had an assignment recently that you didn't hit out of the park. Okay, most people every now and then don't. But don't tell yourself that because you didn't hit that home run that last time, or because you fell short in some aspect of something, that now for some reason that translates to your total value. And then you start telling yourself that negative self-talk of what you're not, rather than what you could learn from that situation. What opportunities, what different way of approach you might have gained because of that error, because of that mistake. So flip the script. Words are powerful. Words are so powerful. We do not need to be telling ourselves constant negative things about what we see in the mirror. On the other hand, we need to be telling ourselves the value we see in the mirror, the worth we know we bring, the fact that we do learn and grow and improve, and that we are totally authentic about it, which translates to courage. It does not translate to fear. So flip the script on what you're telling yourself. And lastly, when you do number one, you understand the root and you can face it, take the power away. Two, you reframe the definition of the word fear and start calling it false expectation appearing real. And then thirdly, you flip the script of what you tell yourself every day around it. Then what happens in number four? It becomes water for you to grow, water for your career to take off, rather than weight that brings it down. So these are four things that I really want you to begin to start to manifest in yourself and allow yourself to walk in. Not just me in your career. You know, yes, career coach, and that is my focus. But those of you that have been around me, hanging with me for a while, also know that I believe who we are personally is who we are professionally. And so we change this part about it, who we are in our lives and how we handle fear. It will make not just an impact in our careers, it'll change our lives. You guys know I'm a faith-based person. I walk in faith. And for me, faith and fear can't live in the same house. And for no disrespect to those of you who may not walk in faith, let me tell you this from a career perspective. You can't be scared and get a seat at the table. So I relate to my audience in both ways. Fear and faith can't walk in the same house, and you can't be scared and get a seat at the table. No place for fear. No place for fear. Definitely a challenging time right now. Definitely walking in uncertainty. There's no doubt about it. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about how to handle an ambiguous situation. Ambiguity is a very odd environment to be in. And how do you handle ambiguity? I'm going to talk about that. But for right now, with regard to fear, I need you to take a step back from that word, start to strip it away so that it loses its power and its hold in whatever part of your life that it has. And even in these uncertain times, allow it to be water that nurtures, shift it, get the power and shift that so that it's water that nourishes you and then nourishes your career. And start walking in that. I tell you, you know, everybody hangs around titles, right? And so I have this vice president title on my business card. Absolutely. There's nothing about that title that says I'm perfect. There's nothing about that title that says that there's some days that I don't go in, or even virtually when I'm working with my global team, that I don't have a bit of angst, that I don't have a bit of uncertainty, that I don't have a bit of, you know, concerned about that, or didn't handle that quite right. Absolutely, that happens to me as well. But the difference is I choose to decide to let that emotion fuel me to learn how to be better, how to show up better and stronger, how to be vulnerable and open to my team and let them know, hey, I didn't handle that very well. This is what I learned out of that. And here's how I'm going to shift going forward. I'm offering the same to you. It's nothing any special about me that I do that you can't do as well. And so, you know, there's a link underneath the title, the four things that I listed for this title of this live. And that link carries you to an e-guide that I put together about mentors, because there's nothing better than having someone in your network that can help you when you're trying to battle fear. Somebody that has your best interest at heart, somebody that is willing to be open and vulnerable and be in your corner, that you can bounce things off of. You can pick up that phone. You can send an email. You can do a video chat with. So download that e-guide so it'll help you identify those people in your network that can be that helping hand to do exactly what I'm sharing with you tonight on how to handle fear. You know I'm always here. Send me a DM. Be more than glad to talk to you, schedule a call with you to help you along the way. So that's my nugget for tonight. A little bit longer than I normally do lives. I try to be, you know, try to take your time into consideration. But as I shared with you and all the notes that I took on this, it's an important subject. And you might hear me revisit again in the future, because I want to make sure that we lay this strong foundation that we can be successful in our careers and our lives. And it starts with believing in ourselves that it's possible and not being afraid to go for it. All right. Have a good rest of your day. We'll see you next Tuesday.